This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. In this fifth installment in a six-week series, Nelson Neal, the head of CHS Global Research, describes another trend shaping the future of agriculture. Today, we're talking about renewable energy demand. Nelson, we are seeing more talk about electric vehicles. How could that shift impact agriculture?
Well, certainly, Mike, in the U.S. and globally, we are making a transition to electric vehicles and away from internal combustion engine types of vehicles. I would add, however, I think it's more of an evolution versus a revolution, despite what you may be seeing in the news cycle. Let's talk gasoline or perhaps the displacement of gasoline with the oncoming electric vehicle surge and what that means for corn acres. If you look at some popular private estimates, they would suggest by the year 2030, perhaps 30% of all new vehicle sales will be EVs and not internal combustion engine vehicles. If you assume that we've got new car sales at roughly 30%, that's in the neighborhood of, say, 5 million vehicles. Keep in mind, the U.S. vehicle population is nearly 300 million vehicles, and that puts things in perspective. If you fast forward to 2030 and you assume linear growth in EVs up to that 30% mark, and you assume 550 gallons of fuel used per year, and you go through the calculations and you begin to pencil out what that means for acres, it would suggest somewhere between 2 and 2.5 million acres of corn would be displaced by EVs by the year 2030. Certainly a large amount, but not so large as to suggest that it's going to have a significant impact on agriculture. After all, we can have prevent plant acres, even in the state of North Dakota alone, amount to that level of acreage displacement. So I think obviously the electric vehicle surge is coming, but I think it's going to be very much gradual. And of course, agriculture will adjust year by year as we go through that transition process.
Well, Nelson, renewable diesel is also in the news with considerable demand on the West Coast. How is that impacting these markets?
Yet another good question. If you think about commodity markets in general, it's unusual to have a new demand source show up for any commodity, whether it's metals or energy or whatnot. In agriculture, this is actually going to happen twice. The first was the advent of ethanol as a blending component of gasoline there in the mid-2000s. And now upon us today is another new demand source, this time for soybeans, in the form of renewable diesel, which is a regular diesel fuel derived not from a barrel of crude oil, but derived from vegetable feedstocks like soybean oil and other components. And the idea is to decarbonize the fuel supply with renewable diesel. And if you think about what it can be derived from, it can be derived from things like animal fats or tallow. It can be derived from used cooking oil coming from restaurants, and it can be derived from things like soybean oil. So as we look into the future and we think about feedstock impacts and impacts on agriculture, the only feedstock of size and scale and the ability to transport by rail is soybean oil and maybe canola oil as well. So this phenomenon is going to have a tremendous impact on agriculture and I think on acres in this country as we look over the next 5 to 10 years.
That's Nelson Neal, the head of CHS Global Research. Nelson, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.